Hey everybody, my name is Alexis Ferris and I am 22 years old and I am from Franklin, Tennessee. And today I'm going to be sharing with you guys how Jesus Christ saved me and my testimony. So I guess I'm just going to jump right into it. I first want to thank Angela for blessing me and my husband with the opportunity to share and bless someone in some way with our testimonies, because I truly believe that just like the Word of God says, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. So I'm praying our testimonies can help bless someone in some way, and all the testimonies that come on or you hear, I pray that they touch and impact somebody's life. So yeah, I'm just gonna jump right into it. Even from the day I was conceived, because I feel like there is a very important aspect in that, in my timeline. And I'm not gonna get too much in the nitty gritty of the details, but I will say what is really important to my testimony. So my mom at the time was an alcoholic and drug addict, hanging around not the best people. And one of those people was my biological father, who happened to be her drug dealer. When it was just time that she no longer wanted to be around this man, he physically and sexually assaulted and violated her. To the point where she did get impregnated by him and conceived me. I thank the living God for blessing my mom at that time in her life. Despite not truly walking with him, he was able to soften her heart to know that no matter what, despite her fears of how I would look like, what I'd be like, she knew that I was a living life and she wasn't going to let this man be the reason that she ends my life. So I thank my mom and I thank God, because I would be in heaven right now if she, you know, if she didn't listen to that. So I just want to say, you know, every life matters, even if the way that they were conceived was not at all your story, that or the story that you would have wanted. That baby, just like in the Word of God in Jeremiah says, he knitted me in my mother's womb. God knitted that baby, and God can turn whatever the devil meant for evil for good. And that's exactly what God did with my life. From the moment I was made in my mommy's tummy, he had his hand on my life. And I know and believe that with my entire heart. Because looking back, he was with me every step of the way. So my mom ended up getting free of him and moved in with her mother and my grandma, and we lived there for a while. And then my mom met my sister's dad and they got married, had my sister, my little baby sister. And they sadly did end up separating because, you know, my mom was still in addiction at the time. She wasn't truly able to be there in the way that, you know, she wished she could have. So my mother and I separated from my sister and her father, and that was a really hard time, like leaving my sister. And they tried to work a co-custody type thing where we tried to see each other, but my mom was still dealing with some stuff, so we just sadly had to cut ties for a while. And that is where a big huge break in my sister and I's relationship happened. And I will say we did end up reuniting years later, so praise living God, but we did sadly separate for years. And I felt like a single child despite having a sister this whole time. But she was raised in a healthy environment where she was taken care of, she was fed, and she was not around things that would, I don't know. I don't want to touch too much into her story. But anyway, so yeah, she was healthy and protected, and that is the biggest blessing that I could have asked for. So I'm living with my mom at the time, and it gets to the point where my mom's addictions were still so heavily impacting her life that I was kind of more of the back burner rather than the front of why she does the things she does, if that makes sense. Basically, her addiction was still ruling her life. And it wasn't her fault at all. I know now it was a spiritual thing and a physical, but I know truly now it really wasn't her intentional, you know, thought to, hey, I'm going to get drunk or whatever and not take care of my child. But and I just want to say my mom is like 14 or 13 years sober. So praise the living God. Yay. Just want to say that really quick while I'm talking about all this. And I am so proud of my mom and I love her so much. And if you're watching, hey, I love you. But anyway, so yeah, I in this period had to grow up really fast and mature really fast. And I look back and know this was God within me, because I just had like a supernatural awareness, perception, and wisdom, even though I was literally like 5 years old. Like I did things that you wouldn't think a 5 year old would do. I was trying to protect my mom, I was trying to watch my mom, like just like, and guys, I'm just sharing my testimony because this is just the details that is impactful in my testimony, but I am in no way trying to bash or at all down talk my mom, because like I said, God did a miracle in her life as well. And she has an amazing testimony, it's got God's hand all in it. But anyways, I'm just sharing details, so please don't take this personal, or any of that. And I'm not saying you will, I just had to clear that up. But anyways, I was just so little, and I would check the house for alcohol, like searching the house, and just so I can make sure my mom wouldn't get drunk. I was just, you know, not letting my mom leave the house to go with certain people, because I was just like, absolutely not. I just had to grow up really fast, even though I was really young. And that did, you know, impact my life a lot. And I didn't really go to school that much, honestly, because, you know, my mom wasn't really present to be like, you need to go to school. So I was just kind of running the neighborhood. I was in kindergarten at this time. I'm like running the neighborhood. This is terrible. But at this day and age, this was awesome for me. I was playing with my friends all the time on the playground. But I just wasn't led, right? I wasn't being taught, disciplined, or truly nurtured and cared for in a way that I would have needed as a child. And it got to the point where my mom did get arrested multiple times and she could no longer take me in her care anymore. So ended up going to foster care for, I think, 2 nights. And then my grandma was just like, absolutely not. She's not going into foster care. I am taking her with me. But it's crazy. I just want to share this one little detail. Like, obviously, it was not at all ideal. I went to foster care, but I found like a book or something from a lady that watched me for 2 days, and literally 2 days, guys. And it said, I thank God for you because you were with me when I needed someone most, or something like that. Or like, it was like the holidays or something, and I just so happened to be with her during that time. And she was like, I thank God for that. So I bring that up because it's like, even though this situation's like horrific, obviously, like, or not ideal. It wasn't horrific because I'm like safe and I'm alive, right? But it's like not ideal for a child experience. But it's like God used it for his glory still. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this lady, I don't even know, or I don't remember really. I do remember being in her house and stuff. I remember that. But I never knew she gave me a book, and it literally said, I thank God that he brought you in my life, even if it was for a short period of time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, wow, Lord, like, it just shows you he knows the beginning to the end. He knows everything. And so, yeah, my grandma gets me from foster care. I'm living with my grandma, and she is the person that, and this is my mom's mom, she is the person that takes me under her wing, and she is like, I'm going to shepherd this little girl. Like, shepherd meaning she's like, I'm going to teach, I'm going to guide, and I'm going to show you the way, right? So she prayed with me almost every night. She read the Bible to me. She took me to church. I was very heavily involved in our church. I was in chorus. I did Bible studies, or the Sunday school. We went to church Sunday and Wednesdays. And anytime I had to go to church for chorus, we were there. And I thank God so mightily for my grandma for being that light in my life, because yes, no one is perfect, but she was the one who showed me Christ. And that is something I will always respect and honor her for. Because when I needed a light the most, she was able to show that in my life. Because missing my mom, like, I would be literally in the house crying, missing my mom so much, you know? And just not even having a dad, just going through some traumatic things. Like, I was just so blessed I had my grandma, and then she's showing me this other parent in a way that I have, my Heavenly Father. So I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior at 6 years old. And I know this sounds crazy, but I actually did, and God is my witness. I remember to this day, literally the exact details of my pastor at the time, Pastor Rodney Baker. Praise the Lord for that man. He had like a demonstration block of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, what he did and all that. And he showed me and explained it. And he was like, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I said, I do. I remember this literally like yesterday. And I believe that is when I got saved. And I think this is such an important aspect of my testimony, because it's like, parents, you can be showing your 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. I was 5 or 6 at this time, guys. Jesus Christ, you can show them Jesus Christ. You can explain, and they will have an understanding. Yes, I had to grow up really young and just like, I matured and, you know, but kids are intelligent. They have an understanding. So please be encouraged that you guiding and showing the truth, it will get into their mind and they will understand. Okay. So I had to share that with someone. But yeah, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I would pray all the time after that. I mean, I knew God. I really did. I knew him in a way, even though I was young. I, like, when I prayed, I truly believed he heard me, and I knew, and I felt his spirit. And so despite me having all these traumatic experiences and stuff, I knew that God was with me, and that's why I kind of was okay. You know, and a lot happened in that time and period of my life, and I'm not going to get too deep in that because, you know, my testimony would be like 3 days long. But I we'll fast forward and get to the point where, you know, it was time for me to go back to my mom. I'm in like fifth grade at this point, and my mom did get sober and was able to bring me home. It was a really sad day to leave my grandma, but then it was also such an amazing day for me to finally go home with my mom. And so fast forward, I am back with my mom. I'm in sixth grade now. My mom is, you know, she is sober, but she did end up having like a partner that was just not healthy for us at all. And mentally, emotionally, and even to the point of physically abused us. And, you know, I only bring that in to share because it is just part of my testimony, but also to say, like, it really is important who you involve yourself with romantically, because they can impact whether it's you or your children so mightily. And that's why God says guard your heart above all else, because he really knows. Once you give your heart to the wrong person, it can just be a lot. And I know my mom at the time just didn't know better. But praise the living God, she is no longer with this person and happily remarried. And yes, but anyways, at the time she was involved with someone that was just very toxic for us. And this is something that kind of was an excuse to me getting into my rebellion stage of just not wanting to be home. I would sneak out all the time. I remember just, I did not want to be at this house. Okay, guys, I just hated being home. I did not want to be around even my mom, because I just felt a bitterness and a resentment towards her of like, you're just going to be with this man, clearly seeing who he is and what he's like. Like, and like I said, I don't have any resentment or bitterness now, but at the time I was just like, I need to get away. So I started hanging around not good people at all, just trying to fit in for one. But then two, like, I had that side that just wanted to explore these things. And I got into stealing really, really bad, to the point where I did get arrested. Like, I don't know if people talk about this a lot, but I just want to share. I had a horrible addiction to stealing, to the point where I could go into any store and come out with bags filled with stuff and never get caught. And that was such an adrenaline rush of knowing what I could how much I could steal and not get caught, that I just kept doing it. It got to the point I had to steal at least one thing every single store. And I personally actually don't hear people talk about these type of things, but it is real. Addiction to stealing is real. It didn't matter if I went into the capital of the United States. I literally don't care. I will steal something. Like, so I finally, though, having Holy Spirit within me, despite doing all this stuff, I confessed to my mom one day. I was just like, look, I have a problem. Please help me. And I ended up starting, I think I started going to counseling for this, honestly. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm mixing up, but I did start going to a counselor. And this is where, you know, I try to get that medical aspect of, you know, pills, of bringing in the, because he tried to classify me as a, I forgot the word, what is it? Defiant disorder or something like that. But, and we rebuked that, because that is not at all who I am or what it was. It was just a rebellion of wanting to get away from the household and all of that. But anyway, so yeah, I started down that journey of taking anxiety pills, all that kind of stuff. It never helped me, because I was smoking weed on the side. On top of stealing, I got in heavily into smoking pot and cigarettes, and then it led to Xanax, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And it got to the point where, you know, it started being an all day thing. I'm skipping school to get high. I am skipping class, leaving school to go get high, smoke, whatever I gotta do. Getting in trouble with school, getting in trouble out of school with the law. it was just like my life was falling in shambles, but I really truly did not care. It took me getting arrested, I think I got arrested 3 times, but after that I just kept failing drug tests after drug tests after drug tests, and they were like, if you don't get sober, you're going to go to jail or you're gonna go to DCS custody. And I remember having just like such a fear, and my spirit within me was just like, you have got to get sober, like you really truly have got to change. And I was just like, okay, yeah. And I remember I got super sick that last time I was in juvie. Like, the water literally physically got me ill. It was disgusting. That tap water is not to play with. But that helped motivate me. Like, it was crazy how God uses the most randomest things, but that really motivated me to not want to go back, because I was just like, no, not gonna drink that water again. Sounds so stupid, but for real, like, God will use anything to help motivate you in some way, right? Okay, so fast forward, I'm finally, you know, I'm like a senior now, trying to get sober so I can graduate and get off probation and all of that. And during this period, you know, my mom, once again, not at all trying to bash my mom, just sharing my testimony. Love my mom to death, and she actually gives me such amazing wisdom and counsel now. And God has radically changed her life, so I just need to say that. But my mom at the time was just like out of resorts of what to do to help me on this trying to get sober journey. So she did recommend me going and seeing this like meditation Reiki healer psychic guy. And I remember going, just being like, I don't really care. I mean I don't have anything. I was just like, whatever, okay. And we go, and I get my first Reiki healing thing, and I was just like, you know, this is very different, but I am interested in anything, honestly. And after that, I kind of just forgot about it, honestly. I didn't really care. I didn't really think too much into it. I was just like, okay, whatever. But I ended up having a guy at the time that I was just head over heels for, and he was not at all healthy for me. And because I didn't have a father figure, and because of just my trauma I did not heal and process from, I had a very codependent attachment style where I had to be loved and attracted just not good, healthy partners. And because I had such a good heart and saw the best in people, I was just like, I don't really care. I'm gonna try to make this work because I love him, right? I saw the potential, not where he was actually at. And I gave him my heart, and it just did not go good. No bashing to this person, but he cheated on me multiple times and broke my fragile heart, literally. And I was just like going down this rabbit hole of like, what's wrong with me? What did I do? Like, I really truly am a good person. Like, I just don't understand. Like, why did you say you loved me but you don't? It was just like very traumatic experience, honestly. Because, you know, I always had crushes, but this person was like my first love, you know, and it was not someone that even loved me, I feel like. And if he did, it was just in a very toxic way. But long story short, I got heavily involved into astrology, just trying to compare our charts, trying to see if, like, I just got obsessed of, like, you know, I felt he was the one, I felt he was gonna be my person, yet why is everything else showing that? So I was trying to find something to confirm what I was feeling, and I thought our astrology, our horoscopes, and then it even led to me getting into tarot cards, because YouTube would pop up like, your Pisces or whatever sign, blah 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 sign, because we rebuked that, and she said, whatever sign you are, monthly reading. And so I got obsessed into those, monthly love reading or whatever, and it was like really accurate. I was like, this is really accurate, it's honestly freaky, and I believe this stuff is real. So because I believe this guy was like my twin flame or whatever, so it was just like a horrible, just demonic, just the devil was just like, this is the perfect way to ring this woman in. And yeah, so I got heavily involved into tarot to the point where I even wanted to do it myself on me. So I started doing tarot, and that is just when, you know, and I will say I was doing a bunch of other new age stuff as well, but I just don't really want to get into all the details. But some of those things were new age, crystal healing, Reiki, like I said, you know, all of it. You know, once you do one thing for new age, you're doing everything pretty much. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on crystals to protect me, heal me, cleanse me, relieve me, ascend me, whatever. And so yeah, I'm on this journey now where I'm doing tarot cards, and I would see spirits, feel spirits. I already was opened up to the spiritual realm once I started doing all the crystals and all that. Like, you feel it. I mean, it works, right? If people wouldn't do it if it didn't work, right? Just like smoking weed, it works. Like, you get chill, you get relaxed, it works. But that still doesn't mean it's of God or His kingdom, or it's okay. And obviously I didn't know this at the time, because once I moved away from my grandma, I wasn't reading my word anymore. I wasn't really understanding biblical laws. It was just like I had a relationship with God. I would pray, but not, I didn't understand, you know. It says His people perish from a lack of knowledge, and I truly did. But anyway, so I just went down that rabbit hole for probably a year, and I did have some tormenting experiences because I still kind of smoked here and there, even when I got off probation. Finally did get off probation, I would just have horrible paranoia experiences. I was like, okay, I am quitting weed, sick of this. And it's crazy because when you start that new age journey, you still want to, like, you know, ascend and purify yourself. So even though I was doing it in a ungodly way, God was still using that to help cleanse and purify me, if that makes sense. So basically, even though I wasn't fully walking with God, I still wanted to quit smoking. I still want, like, vaping. I didn't really want to gossip. I didn't want to cuss. I didn't want to have sex even, because I was just like, this is, you know, just, He was working in me even though I didn't know. And plus new age type teachings are just like that, gossip and all that lowers your vibration. Like, you know, you don't want to do any of that. So I'm just like, you know, I'm a good person. I'm trying to do whatever. But fast forward, time goes by, and I did feel time to time, when I would do readings, even for other people, because I did get to the point where I had a side hustle. I did readings for people. I could feel a darkness in my chest of like, you shouldn't do this. And I just didn't listen though, because then I had that other side of me of just like, I need to know more. I need to help this person, because I really truly wanted to help people. I really truly wanted to, I wanted to be a YouTuber tarot card reader that helped people with their love life. Like, I'm telling you guys, I was so deceived in how I wanted to help people, but I really truly wanted to help people. And I even, like, all that stuff works because it's a demonic power, which is still a power in the spiritual realm, and it works. Like, I remember still to this day, and I'm just bringing this in for more detail, but, like, even when I did tarot card readings for other people, they'd be like, you're the best reader. Like, you are so gifted, blah, 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 blah. And I look back now, and I know it's because I've always actually had a prophetic gift, and the demonic just wanted to use that for His kingdom, you know what I mean? So and I guess I bring this up to say, like, you could actually have a gift of, let's say, healing or something from the Lord, but you're using it in the wrong way with crystals or in new age, when really He wants you to walk in that gift with His kingdom. And I didn't know this at the time, but I just knew I did have a gift, and I thought I was meant to use it in tarot. And but anyways, fast forward, I had horrible tormenting experiences, even into the point where I'd wake up with scratches on me, horrible nightmares, and I thought I even had breast cancer. It got to the point where so bad I went to the doctor. She even examined my breasts and everything, and she was like, you're literally fine. But my mind, and I know now it was obviously a demon, but I believed I had breast cancer, and my whole family can testify to this, because I would cry about it, and I don't think people really truly understood the torment that I really truly went through. But It was so bad. I was begging God for help. And one day my grandma and I went to the beach and these women prayed over me. And I really truly believe that was a pivotal point in something. I went home, cried, begged God to help me in the bathtub, just begging him to help me. And I started looking up reasons or dreams that I was having and the reasons to why. I was trying to figure out, why was I having these dreams? What do they mean? And Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing on YouTube popped up, and praise the Lord for that man of God. He exposed and brought so much revelation to my life of what I actually allowed in my life by doing tarot cards and what these dreams meant and then how to get free of that. And that is where my born again experience happened, because, and like I said, when I was 6 years old, I did get saved, but I walked away from the faith. And like his scripture says, they will always come back. And he is so true. I came back years later. And when that happened, I got the fear of the Lord when I found out I was in witchcraft. Because I'm telling y'all right now, I did not think I was a witch. I thought I was a healer, a light worker, an earth angel, because I truly had a heart for the people. I had a heart from God. I really, truly did, because I am a child of God. But I was deceived, and I was working in demonic powers unknowingly, but still those were the powers I was working with. So I opened demonic doors in my life that allowed torment, just terrible experiences in my life to happen. And I truly believe that if I didn't leave witchcraft and doing all of that stuff, I would have actually gotten breast cancer. I truly do. But yes, by God's grace, I fasted. I did self-deliverance on myself. I went and found deliverance pastors online that prayed over me, cast this stuff out. And yes, I ended up getting baptized. I started attending a wonderful church. And here I am 3 years later. I am walking in my gifts from the Lord, but with his kingdom, because I always wanted to help heal people. You know, just help people. And now I'm doing it with prayer, deliverance, and, you know, touching people with God's spirit and not my power or me trying to do it my way, but a true godly way. And I've never felt so amazing in my life. And now all I want to do is share the truth, expose the deception of witchcraft, because I was so truly deceived. Some people, yes, may unintentionally know what they're doing, and then there's some that really truly don't know, and it's like they need someone to lovingly show them the way. So I pray that you keep being that encouragement in somebody else's life if you see them in witchcraft, and you know, they're like, I'm an earth angel, I'm a woo-to-woo, whatever it is, and you're just like, you see that person deceived, just have grace, keep praying for them, but also keep motivating them with the truth, because the truth is what's going to set them free. And true love is being sometimes that person that says some things they may not like. But yeah, I am so blessed to where I'm at now. There's so much more I could share with my testimony, honestly, but I am trying to keep it in a timely manner. But yeah, God has truly showed his redeeming glory and power in my life. Glory, because I always have felt his power and his spirit, but now I don't just feel it. I see him working in mighty, mighty ways in my life now, and, and in others, even through me. And, I give him all the glory for that, because that's all I wanted to do, is help and heal people and, just comfort people. And now I get to do that with him by my side, and in a legal way. Like, it feels, I'm gonna say this really quick. I remember driving down the car when I was like finally like a few months sober, and I was just like, this feels so good knowing I'm not doing anything illegal, and this feels so good knowing I'm actually okay with God. Like, I remember being in the car literally saying that, like, wow, I'm actually in good standing with God. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. I am just so blessed I had the opportunity to share my testimony. y'all pray for Angela because she is just an amazing woman of God, and I am so thankful I got to meet her. God's glory is just going to be all over her and her family, and I am just, yeah, the way we met was just hilarious, and so God, he's just so good. But I love her, and yeah, thank you for letting my husband and I share our testimonies, truly, dude. We truly appreciate it, and yeah, thank you guys for watching.